Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh and I'm a leadership, career and personal brand coach. And my mission is to impact 100,000 people's career trajectory beyond what they thought possible. Why? Because I am passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you when it comes to your career and your life. And how do I do that? Through harnessing your leadership potential. I coach high achieving, ambitious and driven mid to senior level career professionals, typically working in the technology industry, who are looking to get promoted to enable their peak performance and a standout personal brand, all while showing up as the best version of themselves, which is what I call life leadership. So a lot to cover, I'm gonna dive straight in. The topic of today is discovering five simple steps to cultivating a diverse professional network. First of all, let's look at the importance of that. Why is it important to cultivate and nurture that diverse network? There are a number of benefits, a number of challenges faced, and the number of ways that you can do this. So for me, one of the most important things when it comes to advancing your career is to ensure that you cultivate and nurture that diverse network to enable the advancement, particularly if you're someone who is ambitious, you're high achieving, you want to move up the career ladder. So what are some of the typical challenges that people face when it comes to creating that network around you? Well, number one is limited exposure. And I've seen this myself when I was in my career, is that many people tend to focus primarily on interacting with people within their immediate team or departments, and people who share similar backgrounds, similar experiences. And what this means is it can limit your exposure or and hinder you from broadening perspectives and also tapping into other opportunities. So something to really think about. Another limitation is the typically homogenous circles that we mix in. So where we often find ourselves in an environment of professionals who are from similar backgrounds, who resemble each other in terms of gender, in age or cultural background. And that lack of diversity within a network can limit access to different viewpoints, to innovation, to additional resources and ideas. So this goes both ways. You can either find yourself as the person who is maybe different from the people around you, and it becomes hard to break into that circle. That could look like fear of rejection. So engaging with individuals from backgrounds that aren't similar to yours can for some people be daunting. And with that comes a fear of rejection or feeling out of place. And that might deter people from actively looking to expand their network. So these are all challenges that can typically be faced. Of course, there's time constraints, because balancing a demanding work schedule with your personal commitments can leave little or no time to really spend on the networking activities. So that then results in professionals who can struggle with prioritizing actually building out your network and maintaining those relationships outside of your immediate circle of day-to-day people that you mix with currently. You've also got unconscious bias, another challenge. And for many people, it's unconscious, right? So recognizing that so that you can work and develop that to overcome the unconscious biases you may have. In other words, you don't realize you have them. So you may realize you're unconsciously gravitating towards people who are similar to yourself rather than people who are not. And this then perpetuates the biases that we often, you know, we're talking about in the workplace, which limits opportunities both for growth, collaboration, and development. So these are some of the challenges that can be faced when it comes to developing that network, that diverse network. However, What's the benefits? There are a number of advantages to actually be gained by embracing this. So I'd like to share a few with you now. Number one is diverse perspectives. And we hear about this all the time. When you have a diverse mix of people, you will get diverse ideas, perspectives coming from different backgrounds, different areas of expertise, different viewpoints and perspectives. This will lead to greater innovation, more creativity, and easier problem solving because you've got different perspectives coming at that problem. And it leads therefore to better decision making and to strategic thinking. So there's a wealth here of advantages to really looking at how you can grow your network. There's also, of course, expanded opportunities. So by connecting with professionals who are from other industries, perhaps, or different disciplines, maybe you're in sales, connecting with people who are in, you know, within HR or finance or technical areas within the tech industry, that can open up opportunities and give you new ideas and new perspectives, as well as potential advancement within your career. Maybe mentorship, maybe you're looking to pivot your career from, let's say, from finance into a tech role. And if that's the case, having a mentor who's already doing something like that, who can support you in that journey to be able to transition across to something different. There's also collaboration across departments, across teams, which is really a great opportunity to open up conversations for you, as well as diversifying ideas and the collaborative experiences. The third advantage is increased resilience. In other words, you're able to tap into a wider range of expertise, of knowledge, of experiences that can help you when you face setbacks. You can find more resources to draw upon. You can find solutions from, again, exploring other people's experiences, their perspectives, seeing things in a different way. So that may be something you're unable to find within your immediate circle, where that circle is people who are similar to you, who's facing similar challenges, but all struggling to overcome them. The next is personal growth, something that you hear me advocate for all of the time. When you interact with people who've got different experience, different backgrounds, different life experiences, it encourages that personal growth, it encourages development, and enables you to step outside of your day-to-day, your comfort zone even, and broaden your horizon. And that enables you to also then become more open-minded and adaptable within your own environment and to new environments as well. And then the final advantage I wanted to share with you, and of course, there's many, many more. And if you have any other ones you want to share, pop them in the comments, is your enhanced reputation. Remember, I say this all the time. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you and what they know about you. So building your reputation amongst a more diverse network can only benefit you. So as well as your reputation, you get to be known as well for someone who values that diversity, who can get on with everybody from all walks of life and interact with them in a positive way. You therefore, people will perceive you overcoming or not having the biases that many people face, which potentially for leadership roles positions you well, because you're all encompassing, you're all embracing to a diverse community, let's say, around you. It also, of course, opens up in terms of your reputation. It opens up partnerships for you within the workplace, and also will have you being perceived as a thought leader. So there's, again, many more advantages than what I have shared. I'm only giving you some initial examples to consider as to why it's worth investing your time, your energy, and your focus into nurturing a diverse network. So you might be thinking, okay, that's all great, Leela, but how do I even do this? Where do I begin? So I want to share with you five simple steps that you can take on board and look at how you can integrate this into your day-to-day, very busy, very demanding work schedule. So number one is expanding your horizons. So actively seeking out the opportunities to enter into diverse communities and networks, whether it's internal networks or it's external, but more industry focused, and connect with new people. Seek to understand them, get to know them, genuinely get to know about other people, about their backgrounds, their experiences, their expertise. And this can be across within your own organization, outside, as I said, of your departments and people from different backgrounds, but also within and outside of your industry and your profession. So how do you do this? Maybe look at attending networking events, joining professional associations, or participating in online communities. There's so many of them now, to be able to broaden your reach and to develop that wider network, that wider circle. The next point here, the next step, is to foster genuine relationships. As I mentioned earlier, it is about building those authentic connections, not because you want something out of it, because you genuinely want to learn and grow, discover other people's experiences, their backgrounds, and what they bring to the workplace, because you can always learn from other people. And this will be based on having that mutual respect for one another, creating trust, and also identifying and sharing interests. They might be completely diverse, completely different, but sharing them and learning about new things, opening up your mind. So taking the time to listen to other people's perspectives, learning from others' experiences that you may not have had, as well as offering the support and assistance to others where possible. So being seen to be someone who's wanting to help others, to bring them up with you, to encourage them as well. They might be struggling with something that you've never seen as a problem, so maybe you can help them and encourage them. Third is being intentional. When you go, for example, to a networking event or an opportunity where you know you might be able to meet and build your connections, set specific goals for yourself and objectives for the efforts that you're putting into this. In other words, don't just show up and hope something works. Have some intentions for yourself, and they can be really simple. Whether it's simply expanding your knowledge, so speaking to people to learn from them, again, seek to understand, seeking mentorship. Are there people who are in your circle or your wider network that you, who inspire you, you look up to, or who are already doing something that you would love to do as you move up in your career? So seeking mentorship, having those conversations with people, see what you can learn. Also exploring new career opportunities. So when we grow our community, our network around us, we then begin to understand what other people do. What does that do? Well, that serves to introduce you to other opportunities that you may not have considered before when it comes to your career, when it comes to advancing up the ladder, or simply moving sideways to broaden and then stretch you in terms of challenge, but broaden your experiences and your expertise. So again, a wealth to be gained here in terms of being intentional. Be proactive. Be proactive in reaching out to new people and nurturing those relationships as well as existing ones. Maybe take some time to reflect on your career to date and some of the relationships that you've had that maybe you've not maintained. How can you reach back out to them now, reconnect with them, and maybe just have a virtual coffee chat with them, or if you're in the same city, in the same location, even in the same office, and connect, have a coffee with someone, invite them out for a drink, if that's what you guys do. Depends on the culture, depends what you enjoy. Something that feels informal, relaxed, but enables you to maintain or to reconnect with people to continue those relationships. The next step I want to share with you is around challenging your assumptions, because it's very easy for us to hold on to assumptions about other people. So slow down and become mindful or aware of your biases, your assumptions that you have of other people. And it might be you hold those assumptions because you've not sought to understand why people do things a certain way, behave in a certain way, have different points of view. So this is where it's important to show up with an open mind and just build those authentic relationships where you're seeking to learn and understand from other people around you. Challenging those assumptions also means seeking out perspectives from others, those that differ from yours. So now you have different ideas, different views, points of view, opinions that you can also bring to the table. And always, when I say seek to understand, look to learn from others, from their unique points of view, from their experiences. And then finally, giving back. Think about how you can give back to others by paying it forward. And I was offering support and mentorship to other people. Like I said, there might be people who are struggling with things that you never really thought of as a problem. So how can you help them? How can you mentor them and guide them to help them progress in their career? Maybe you can introduce people, connect people where you might see the opportunity to introduce somebody who could mentor somebody else that you're speaking to? Where can you connect people that everyone can benefit from? And particularly those from underrepresented backgrounds, how can you support and help them too? Because remember, you can share your knowledge, your expertise, you can inspire others. And by this, you're not only contributing to other people's success, but you also get to strengthen your network in the process. You get to be seen as a thought leader and someone who encourages and supports people around them to bring them up to. And all of those are attributes of a good leader. So there is so much to be gained here from really developing and honing your diverse network. So my question for you today is, what step are you going to take to do this? What step, what action are you going to take over the next 7 days that will enable you to start to really broaden your network so that it is even more diverse? And it only has to be one thing right now, but commit to that. It doesn't mean you have to actually take that action in the next 7 days. It could be there's an upcoming event that you could attend, or an industry event, networking opportunity, something that you can commit to, put it in your diary, commit to it, but make that decision in the next 7 days so that now you're taking steps towards broadening your network. Why? As I said before, there are so many advantages to this, both for you and for others around you. So ultimately, cultivating, nurturing that diverse network, it's not just a professional obligation to yourself, but also it's strategic for cultivating that success, both for you and the people around you in your industry. Until next time, remember to harness your potential, elevate your performance, and strive towards growth by pursuing that next promotion, that next new role, by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.